Want to write better emails? It starts by asking these three questions.
You're a voice actor. You're an entrepreneur. You're a VOpreneur. Welcome to the Everyday VOpreneur Podcast, your guide through the business of voiceover.
Your voiceover demos are your number one marketing tool, and you need to display them on your website in a way that works on any device or browser. VoiceSam is the player producers love. Plus, it offers tools that can improve your email signature, quickly create a one-page website, and much more. Sign up now at voicesam.com/markscott and get 3 months of the base player for the price of one. That's voicesam.com/markscott for full details and to sign up.
The VOpreneur Podcast. Hey, it doesn't suck.
Not as funny as Conan. Not as cute as Seth Meyers. Not as smart as Colbert. But he's one of us, and that counts for something. Here's Mark Scott, the original Everyday VOpreneur.
Hello, and welcome to the Everyday VOpreneur Podcast, your guide through the business of voiceover. I'm Mark Scott, the original Everyday VOpreneur, ready to give you some more actionable, practical advice that you can use to grow your voiceover business. Before we dive into this week's episode, I want to remind you that the Voiceover Marketing Playbook is available now. Registration open from January 5th through January 14th, 2021. If you are looking to up your marketing game this year, Playbook is going to help you do it. Here's the deal. If you've got professional training, demos in a home studio, but you're still not booking, if you're confused, if you're overwhelmed, if you're frustrated, the problem is likely with your marketing. And the good news is we can fix it. Voiceover Marketing Playbook is a step-by-step, easy-to-follow marketing course that is going to give you a clear plan for finding your own leads, building your own client base, and becoming the consistently working voice actor you want to be. Details available at voiceovermarketingplaybook.com. Again, registration runs through January 14th, 2021. voiceovermarketingplaybook.com. So this week, I want to talk to you about email marketing. And that is a subject that I talk about a lot. It's a subject that I have taught classes on. It's a subject that I do workshops with. It's a subject that is covered quite extensively as well in the Voiceover Marketing Playbook. What I want to give you this week is three questions that I think that you need to be considering before you are sending a marketing email. And one of them is coming from the client perspective, and two of them are questions that I think that you need to ask yourself. So let's start with the first question, which is coming from the client perspective. And that question is, what do they want from me? So when I say that, I'm saying as a client receiving an email from a voice actor, it lands in my inbox. And the question that I'm asking myself as I'm reading it is, what do they want from me? Now, while it's true that marketing is all about building relationships, and building relationships is something that takes time, and that's a concept that I teach in the playbook as well, sometimes I think that we take it too far. Nobody wants to come out of the gate selling voiceover services in an email. So we want to take some time to build a rapport. We want to take some time to make a personal connection. We want to take some time to get to know a little bit about the lead and about the type of work that they're doing and whether or not there's ways that we can add value to their business. The problem is if we go too long, the question starts coming up in the client's mind or in the potential lead's mind, what do they want from me? There comes a point where you got to get to the point. You got to remember that when you are doing email marketing, for the most part, you are reaching out to cold leads. Okay? These are people who are complete strangers. They don't know you. You don't know them. The last thing you want to do is waste their time. Time is our most precious resource. If you really want to get on somebody's nerves, if you really want to blow your opportunity with them, waste their time. How do you waste their time? If they are asking the question, what do they want from me, as they're reading your email and they're not able to figure it out, you are wasting their time. So whenever you are sending an email, and this goes for cold leads, but it also goes to any kind of marketing email that you're sending, maybe to your prospects, maybe to clients that you've already worked with in the past, you've got to be able to answer that question that they are asking. What do they want from me? In the email, somewhere in that content, there needs to be a very clear, specific purpose for why you are writing. If you can't figure that purpose out, they definitely can't figure that purpose out. And that is a problem. So always make sure before you send the email that it answers the question, What do they want from me? Now, the second question on the list, and this is one that you need to consider from the talent perspective, what's in it for them? What is the primary reason that you are sending this email? Now, I can tell you with complete confidence, I have never signed up for a single voice actor's email list in my entire life. However, somehow, I have been added to an awful lot of email lists from voice actors, which, by the way, you shouldn't be doing, but that's another subject for another episode. The point is, I get a lot of marketing emails from voice actors, even though there's really no reason for me to get them because I'm not the one that's going to hire you. But here's what I see in a lot of emails. I see a lot of emails from voice actors that are patting themselves on the bum. Hey, look at me in this thing I did. Hey, look at me in this thing I voiced. Hey, look at me and my dog. Whatever it is. And so we're sending out all of these emails that are all about us. We talk about our clients. We talk about our bookings. We talk about our lives and our family and our pets and our kids. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that this stuff is all bad. But what I'm saying is, in the midst of all of that, what's in it for the client? If you send out an email and it outlines all of the different jobs that you've been working on in the last 3 months, what advantage is that to the receiver? What is in there for your client? What is there of value or benefit for them? Do they care what jobs you've been working on? Does it really add anything to them? Does it really add anything to their day? Does it really bring any value into their inbox? Probably not. And so before you are sending out your marketing emails, this is one of the questions that you need to be asking yourself. What's in it for them? Is there content in your email that adds value to the client in some way? Let me give you a really great example. We already talked about sending out an email that talks about projects that you've worked on. So, hey, look at me in this commercial that I did. Or, hey, look at me in this video that I did. Isn't it fantastic? Here's another approach that you can take with the exact same content. Early on in COVID, one of my clients reached out to me and they wanted to create a video that was for their clients that was offering tips for how to market in the midst of this pandemic, keeping in mind that this was back in the spring. And they asked me if I'd be interested in voicing it. And I thought, hey, yeah, that's a really great idea. I would love to do that. I then sent that video, once it was completed, I sent it to my clients. But instead of saying, hey, look at me in this thing that I did, I wrote the email to say, hey, I know that you're trying to figure out how you're going to pivot your business right now. This is a really cool marketing piece that one of my clients made, and I hope that it will inspire you to think of your own cool content that you can make that might be similar. And if you need a voice for it, let me know. Same email, two totally different messages. One is all about me, and one gives something to them. One adds value to them. So every time that you are about to send one of those marketing emails that is filled with pictures of your summer vacation or filled with projects that you've voiced or talking about the latest client that you signed that's a big name, whatever it may be, ask yourself that question. What's in it for them? Does this email put value into their inbox? And if it doesn't, either don't send it or find a way to rewrite it. Always make sure that you are finding a way to add value. The third and final question that I want you to consider before you're sending a marketing email, what is the call to action? As human beings, we need to be told what to do next. And that stands true in every piece of marketing collateral that's ever been created that has been successful. And lots of times that stands true just in life in general. We need to be told what to do next. And so every email that you are writing should end with some sort of clear call to action. Have a nice day is a call to action. If you write your email and it says, have a nice day, Mark, in a sense, that's a call to action. You're telling them what to do next. You're telling them to have a nice day. Now, if you actually wanted them to take some sort of action for you, then you probably dropped the ball. But you get what I'm saying. If you are writing a marketing email and it says, give my demos a listen at markscottvoiceover.com, That is a very clear call to action. You're telling them what to do next. You could say the same thing. If you have a moment, would you mind maybe going onto my website and possibly giving my demos a listen? Does that sound like a very confident call to action? Absolutely not. Give my demos a listen at markscottvoiceover.com. That is a very clear call to action. Another example of a call to action could be looking forward to hearing from you. So instead of just wrapping up your email by saying, have a nice day, which is really doesn't tell them what to do next other than have a nice day, if you end your email by simply saying, looking forward to hearing from you, that in their mind is prompting a response. Oh, they're expecting to hear from me. So you're much more likely to get a response to that email because it implies that you are expecting one. And so when you are sending out your emails, make sure that there is some sort of clear call to action. Tell them what the next step is, whether you're looking for a reply, whether you're looking for feedback, whether you are looking for a response to a quote, whether you are attaching an audition, whether you're trying to drive them to your website, whatever the case may be, always make sure that there is some kind of clear call to action. So these are the three considerations that I want you to think about before you send your next marketing email. Number one on the list, answer the question that the client is asking. Answer the question that the lead is asking. What do they want from me? Make sure that it is abundantly clear what the purpose of your email is. Get to the point. Don't waste their time. Number two, make sure that you are addressing what's in it for them. Is this an email that is all about you, shining a spotlight on you? Or is this an email that in some way is going to add value to them, to their day, to their inbox, to their life, to their business? Every marketing email that you send should be adding value in some way. And then finally, what is the call to action? Tell them what to do next. If you're expecting a reply, say it. If you want them to click onto your website, say it. If you're asking them to clear your invoice, say it. Provide a very clear call to action. Don't be passive about it. Don't use flowery language. Don't draw it out because you're trying to sound nice or polite. Just get to the point, right? We don't want to waste anybody's time. Just get to the point and give them a clear call to action. If you ask these three questions alone, as you are considering what kind of content to put into your marketing emails, I have a feeling that you are going to start seeing a lot bigger return on those future marketing emails. So good luck. What do they want from me? What's in it for them? What's the call to action? Thanks so much for listening. I'll catch you on the next one.
The Everyday VOpreneur Podcast. Available everywhere fine podcasts are given away for free. Mostly, we think.
Your voiceover demos are your number one marketing tool, and you need to display them on your website in a way that works on any device or browser. VoiceSam is the player producers love. Plus, it offers tools that can improve your email signature, quickly create a one-page website, and much more. Sign up now at voicesam.com/markscott and get 3 months of the base player for the price of one. That's voicesam.com/markscott for full details and to sign up.
And see.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for hanging in. Thanks for hanging out. Want more VOpreneur goodness? Jump online at VOpreneur.com.